fact, the original deed of the church was filed in Henry County, which is one of the adjoining counties to here.
Was this part of Henry County?
This was one at one time a part of Henry County.
That's
interesting. It's a real small church, but it has probably a lot of history behind it. The membership now, I believe, is somewhere around 60 people, with an average of attendance of about 40.
Has it grown a lot since then?
It's sort of decreased in size due to the fact that, you know, for a lot of the young people used to stay at home, had no other place to go as far as getting other types of jobs, and now that we've become so highly technical and industrialized, the young people, once they get their proper education, they move off to other localities. So what you're faced with there is possibly 8 or 10 of the original families that the descendants took over the home place and just stayed on and on, and you have about 8 or 10 families that are constantly in attendance at this church.
Do you have a regular minister there?
Well, we have a part-time. I'm not sure how familiar you are with the Methodists.
Yes, I'm a Methodist.
Okay, so you know that you have a circuit-type preacher still, where maybe you'll have 2 or 3 churches, and he pastors all of them at one time.
Yes.
So we have a regular Sunday service, Sunday morning service, and then one Sunday night. And the same pastor then pastors another, what they call a head church. And we're one of the smaller churches on the circuit.
Or what time do you meet in the morning?
Oh, quite early. We have a Sunday school at 8:30 in the mornings, and then the preaching service is at 9:30.
Tell me something about it. You belong to some clubs here, some civic clubs. I heard you quite a civic person, and you and your wife.
Well, our guard unit really is real civic minded. We've been involved in a lot of programs that in the local community. We've sponsored things like Little League teams, Boy Scout programs, and we've helped with the citywide cleanup programs. We have a Red Cross blood donation program going, and just anything that can involve the guard and local community affairs, we feel like it gives a better impression and makes people feel it, as we do, that we're worthwhile for the community.
That sounds like a wonderful thing. Does your wife belong to any clubs?
Primarily clubs that would be agriculturally oriented, since we are in an agricultural type community. She is a member of the local Cowbells Association, which is a branch of the County Cattlemen's Association.
Are you a member of the Cattlemen's Association?
Right, and I serve on the board of directors of that association.
Now, what does the Cattlemen's Association do?
Well, their primary purpose would be to promote the beef industry in the state of Alabama.
Are you associated with the Cattlemen's Association in other states?
Only in the state of Alabama, but other states draw upon Alabama for the knowledge that they have in the cattle business. In fact, Alabama has the largest cattlemen association in the United States. They have more members than any other state there.
So the cattlemen associations in places like Georgia and Florida, do they correspond with the Alabama Cattlemen's Association?
Right, and we also have a national association which is made up of all 50 states that have representation in there.
And